Okay, Rabbi, I'm moving right along. Let's finish up. Shatava Mutzlachat. We are on the bottom of Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Bet, speaking about some more of the Shivachim of Eretz Yisrael. Says the Gemara, four lines from the bottom. Rami Bar Yechezkel Ikla Al Ibnei Berak. You went to Bnei Berak. Chazanu Lanu Aizet Ka'achlan Tute Te'ene. He saw goats, booz, right, eating under the fig trees. V'kanatif Dusha Mite'ene V'chalbat Taif Minayhu U'me'arev Ba'adei Adade. He saw like honey or like liquid oozing out of the figs, and also milk dripping out of the udders of the goats, and it mixed together. What do you think he's going to say? Amar, Hainu Zavat Chalav Udvash. This is the Zavat Chalav Udvash that the Torah was talking about. Amar Yaakov Ben Dostai Milod Leono Shlosha Milim. From Lod to Ono, it says Kiryat Ono, it's 3 mil. Pam Achat Kidamti Baneshef. One day I woke up in the middle of the night. Ve'alachti Ad Karsulai Bidvash El Te'enim. And when I was on the way there, I walked until my ankles in the honey of the figs of Eretz Yisrael. Amar Yesh Lakish, ledidi chazali zavat chalav udvash shel tzipori. I saw this mixture of chalav udvash shel tzipori, v'ave shitzar milin ashitzar milin. The surface area of it was 16 mil by 16 mil, which is an enormous amount of space. Amar Rabba Bar Chana, ledidi chazali zavat chalav udvash shel kol Eretz Yisrael. He says, I saw the zavat chalav udvash of all Eretz Yisrael, and what was that surface area? V'ava kemibe michse ad atra de tul lavanke. Which means it's like, he was giving an example of places in Bavel, it's like from Bemichse until the edge of Tulvanke, Kaf Bet Parse Urka Ufutya Shita Parse. It's 22 parsaot long and 6 parsaot wide, which was like, whoa, enormous. Let's see Rashi on the bottom. Kidamti Baneshev Kodem Alot HaShachar. I woke up before Alot HaShachar. Says Rashi on the top, "Ve'avek mi ben michse ad akrad de tulvanke." Keshetetzaref kol hamkomot yishta'el lekach. If you put all the zavat chalav udvashes of Eretz Yisrael together, this is going to be the area of it. Says the Gemara, "Rabbi Chelbo v'Rabbi Avira v'Rabbi Yosef bar Chanina ikle'u la'watra." They came to a certain place. Aitu kamayu afarsaka. They were in Eretz Yisrael. They were served a peach, an Israeli peach. Watch what happened. Da'va ki ilpas kfar hino. It was like a pot, a huge pot from the city of Hino. Ve'ilpas kfar Hino kama, hakamave. How big was this pot? He se'in. It was 5 se'ah big. Enormous. I don't know if you ever read as a kid. James and the Giant Peach? And it's a kid's book. Anyway, whatever. Bekitzer, yeah. So it was from Eretz Yisrael. Now he says, you never read that? They had like kid stories in Uzbekistan? I know, like what were the bedtime stories? Huh? In Uzbekistan, do me a favor. Yeah. No way. Yeah. Tom Sawyer? Yeah. Okay. Now.
You know, this was one of the ways Maraglimov died, right?
No, you mean the Miraglim?
No, one of the rabbis, the 10
rabbis. About what?
They put him in like a big frying pan or something.
No. Over here, he's just saying how big it is. Oh. Now listen. So he said, what did they do? Achlu shlish, vifkiru shlish, venatun lifne behemtam shlish. From the one peach, they ate a third, they fed their animals a third, and the rest of the third, they made it efkir. Leshana, the next year, ikla Rabbi Azar lehatam, to the same place Rabbi Azar came, ve'aitu lekame, they also brought him a peach, nakto biyadeh. But this time he was able to hold the peach in his hand, which means what? Shrunk. Ve'amar, eretz perilim lecha mera'at yoshvevaha. The fruits suffer based on avonot of the people in the land. Meaning, that when people do avirot, the fruits shrink. Now he says Rashi, "Nakto biyadim mitzan ktanot neechazot biyado achat." Tov hala.
I'm not mistaken. I think the grape tomato or something. One of them was invented in Israel, but maybe this could be one of the reasons that it shrunk.
Tov. Now he says, "Rabbi Yosef ben Levi ikla legavla." He went to this place near Tzion called Gavla. Hazanu lehanu ketufei davu kai meki igle. He saw these bunches of grapes that looked like, I don't know why, what exactly it means, but they looked like calves. They look like, huh? Yeah, they're big. Amar agalim ben agefanim. He says, "What? What is this I see? I see calves in among the grapevines." Amru le ketufeninu. They told him, "No, Rebbe, it's grapes." Amar eretz achnisi perotayich. Lemiat motziya perotayich. La'arbim alalu shomdim alenu b'chataenu. He said, he called it, he says, Eretz Yisrael, gather your fruits back in. Who are you putting out such big fruits for? For the Arabs who come and persecute us all the time? He said, take it back. Lishana, the next year, Ikla Rabbi Chiya lahatam, Rabbi Chiya came to the same place. Chazanu davu kaime ke'ize. This year, the grapes look like goats. Goats are a little bit smaller than calves. Amar, Izim ben Agefanim, Amru Lezil, Lata Avid Lan Kichavrach. They told him, go get out of here. Don't say anything anymore. Last year, what happened? Your friend was here. He cursed the fruits and they got smaller. Just go. Now he says Rashi, Ketufe Ashkolot. That is clusters of grapes. Kedim Metargeminan, Lotivzor Lotiktof. Lesof Shana, a year later. Hala, says the Gemara.
That doesn't mean better necessarily.
Huh?
Bigger doesn't always mean better all the time.
No, but it means it was a sign of the quality. Like, look at the meragnim. They took it as a sign of abnormality, but look, that was the shevach of the pirot. Says the Gemara Tanur Rabbanan, Bebirchoteha shel Eretz Yisrael, when Eretz Yisrael is at its finest, Bet Se'ah osa hameshet ribo kurin. It makes one se'ah worth of land, can produce what's 5 10,000, which is 50,000 kor. Every kor is 30 se'ah. 50,000 times 30 is 1.5 million se'ah of fruits for one bit se'ah of land. Bishivata shel Tzoan. Now the Gemara is going to break it up. How do we get there? Bishivata shel Tzoan. When they used to live in Tzoan. Tzoan is a city in Mitzrayim. Bit Tzoan, like the that was considered the best fruits in the Middle East. He says. Bishivata shel Tzoan, Betzea osa shiv'im korim. Yeah, it made 70 kor in Mitzrayim. The Tanya, Amar Rabbi Meir, Ani ra'ite bebikat Betshean. Bikat Betshean is outside of Eretz Yisrael. Betzea osa shiv'im korim. Yeah, so he says, how do we get there? Ve'en lecha me'ole bechol ha'aratzot yoter me'eretz Mitzrayim. In terms of produce, there's no better place than Mitzrayim. Shneimar, how do we know? It's a pasuk in Bailot, in Vayera. Kegan Adonai ke'eretz Mitzrayim. We see that what? Eretz Mitzrayim is considered like the Garden of Hashem. Very high quality. By the way, even to, I don't know about the produce, but a lot of the Egyptian cotton, cotton is from Egypt is considered very good. He says, ve'en lecha me'ole bechol eretz Mitzrayim yoter, you know how you say Mitzrayim in Arabic?
Masr.
Yeah, so he says,
Egypt.
Huh?
Egypt?
Egypt.
Oh, yeah.
You keep it.
And he says, "Ve'en lecha me'ole bechol eretz Mitzrayim yoter mitzoan." And the best part of Mitzrayim was in Tzoan. Davu marbu me'melachim. That's where they used to raise their kings. Dichtiv ki ayu ve'tzoan sarav. Ve'en lecha terashim. So the best land in the world is what in terms of produce? Mitzrayim. Best place in Mitzrayim? Tzoan. Ve'en lecha terashim bechol eretz Yisrael yoter mechevron. The rockiest place in all of Eretz Yisrael is what? Hebron. Lots of rocks. There's a lot of mountains and rocks. Very hard to plant there. Davu kavre beshchive. That's where they used to. They didn't plant a lot over there. They just used Hebron for a lot. For what? Bearing people. So he says ve'afilu hachi Hebron mevune alachat mishiv'a betzoan. And yet, Hebron is still seven times greater in produce. Then Tzoan Mitzrayim. Dichtiv, v'chevron sheva shanim nivneta lifnei Tzoan Mitzrayim. Yes, he says, my nivneta, what does it mean it was built? Ilema nivneta mamash, if Chevron, you mean, was built 7 years before Mitzrayim, efshar adam bone bait livno katan, kodem sheivne livno gadol, shineimar, uvnecham, kush, u'mitzrayim, ufut, uchna'an. Yes, so now listen carefully. Chevron, before Am Yisrael went into Eretz Yisrael, Chevron belonged to whom? Kena'an. Mitzrayim was an older brother of Kena'an. How could it be that Hebron, which belonged to Kena'anim, the younger brother, was built before Mitzrayim, which belonged to the older brother? So it can't mean that Hebron was actually built before Mitzrayim. Ela shemevune alachat mishiv'a betzo'an, which means that it's seven times more productive than even Tzoan. How many kor did we say in Tzoan?
70.
Which means that what? That means that Hebron is 490. Now says the Gemara, Vehani mile betrashim. That's only with the rocks. Avan shelo betrashim, if there weren't rocks over there, which means for the rest of Eretz Yisrael, 500. Which means that what? If there were no rocks there, the rest of Eretz Yisrael, how many korah did it produce? Hebron got 490. The rest of Eretz Yisrael that didn't have so many rocks, how much did it produce? Hashem rounded it up to 500. Now listen carefully, and this is all when Eretz Yisrael wasn't at its best. When it wasn't at its best, Vani mila shelo bibirchotea, aval bibirchotea ketiv vayizra Yitzchak ba'aretz ahi vayimtza b'shana ahi me'ash she'arim, which means when Eretz Yisrael is not at its best, its minimum is 500 korah of produce per one se'ah of land. When it's at its best, it's 100 times more. How much is that? 50,000. That's so we just made the whole cheshbon. Who? I just because it's a pasuk of success. Yitzchak planted and he made 100 times more than his investment. It's a pretty good return. Now he says. A lot of the psukim in that we say by Havdalah have to do with Hatzlacha. Vahi David lechol derachav maskil v'aduna imo. Yeah, all these psukim. All these old psukim that have to do with metziat chin and hatzlacha is over there. Says Rashi. Bebirchoteha, kishashana mevorechet. Last wide line of Rashi. Bishivata shel Tzoan, klomar. Kedem farish vazin, mitzoan atan amed le'eretz Yisrael. Kedem farish vazin. From Tzoan, we learn out the productivity of Eretz Yisrael. Ani ra'iti bebikat Beit She'an she'im mishar ha'aretzot, it's from chutz la'aretz, Beit Se'ah osa 70 korim. Vekevan debishar ha'aretzot, yesh 70 korim, kol shken be'eretz Mitzrayim, she'en lecha me'oleh bechol ha'aretzot, kemitzrayim, she'areh nimshela legan Hashem, ve'en be'mitzrayim medina me'olah ke'tzoan. The best region in Mitzrayim was Tzoan. Demarbu ba'melchei Mitzrayim, she'ne'emar, ki'ayu ve'tzoan tzarav, al melchei Yisrael ha'katuv medaber, lignai, she'mardu be'akadosh baruch hu. The Jewish people rebelled against Hashem v'samchu al malchei Mitzrayim v'tamid ayu sarehem v'shlucheim mitzuyim b'tzoan. The Jewish kings and dignitaries were always in Mitzrayim. They trusted them too much. Shluchim lemelech Mitzrayim v'im tushura. That was why Hashem says, why are you bringing so many gifts to melech Mitzrayim? What, do you trust them so much? Mevune bunuya b'chol tuv. Mevune leshon pri kedichtiv v'ibane gam anochi mimena. לבנו הקטן נכנען, לבנו גדול למצרים. על אחת משבעה, הרי שבע פעמים שבעים, קוראים הרי 490. ובמקום שאינו תרשים כחברון, in a place where it wasn't as rocky as חברון, יש להוסיף עד 500. You add another 10 kur for 500. ובברכותיה כתיב, what does it say when Eretz Yisrael was at its best? מאה שערים. על אחת, by the way, people make a mistake. What does מאה שערים mean? 100
gates.
Wrong. What does that have to do? He found Yitzchak Avinu planted in that year, and he found 100 gates. What does that mean? Sha'ar in Lashon HaKodesh doesn't only mean gates; it also means what?
Cities.
Rates. Sha'ar Yitzig. Yitzchak Avinu. The rates of what he kept on planting went up 100 times. The price. Yeah. So, huh? Yeah. Yeah. And he says, you know, like in Israel, they say, Sha'ar Hayatzig, Ratziv, Sha'ar, the rate of the shekin per the Sha'ar. And he says, Hala. Or you call in Halacha, Hafka'at She'arim. You know what that means? Price gouging. Which means you just. So Sha'ar is a price or a rate. And he says, "Al achat shebishar shanim nitbarech lemeah, mea pe'amim chamesh meot erech chameshet ribo." Hal says the Gemara Vayter.
What is it?
Not sure.
When was the village in Yerushalayim named Meisher?
Yeah, but proceed with caution. Now he says like this. Yeah. Listen, you have to ask your brother, not me.
No.
Listen, what he does, he's not here, so what he doesn't know can't hurt him.
No.
Huh? Draft warfare. No. Says like, hey, say warfare in
Russia. One second.
Hello? In the middle of a shir. Yeah. Hold on. When was it done?
Is that how you guys measure?
Looks okay to me. Yeah. Hala, Vayter. It was just it's a name of a based on the pasuk.
Yeah,
it doesn't mean that there's 100 gates in Mea She'arim. It just there are a lot of gates, but okay. Hala says the Gemara. Tanya. Amar Rabbi Yosef. Se'a b'Yehuda haita osa chamesh se'in. Every se'a of wheat in Yehuda used to produce 5 se'in of products from it. Listen carefully. Se'a kemach, 1 se'a of wheat. Se'a solet, 1 se'a of fine flour. Se'a subin, 1 se'a of bran. Se'a mursan, which is 1 se'a of, mursan is like the coarse meal. U'se'a kiboreya, that's the black bread. Shkoyach. Now, the kitzur, so what do you see? There were 5 products, 5 se'ah of product came out of the same thing. Amar le'ahu tzedoki le'rabbi chanina, ya'em eshabchitu babar achon. Even the tzedokim used to praise Eretz Yisrael. He says, you're correct for praising Eretz Yisrael. Bet se'ah, heniach li abba, mimena mashach, mimena chamar, mimena ibur, mimena kitnit, mimena ra'ot miknati. My father left me over 1 se'ah of land. From it, what grows in there? Oil, meaning olives, grapes, grain, beans, and a portion of it I used to graze my animals, which means the land of Eretz Yisrael, super productive. Amar le, ha'u bar emura'a le bar ar'ad Yisrael. There was an Emori guy who told a Jewish guy in Eretz Yisrael, hay ta'alta dekayma aguda diyardena, kama gadritu mina. There's a dekin, there's a palm tree on the edge, on the shore of the Yarden. How many dates, when you go to harvest the dates, how many dates do you get out of that one tree? Amar le shitin kore. He says, I get 60 kor. Tremendous amount from one palm tree. Amar le akatela la'ilit uba achivtuha. Anan me'ave aysim kore avagazanin mena. He says, you didn't even enter the land yet. You already destroyed it. He says, why are you only getting 60 kor from the tree? We used to get 120 kor. From one tree. Amar le, ana nami machad gisa kamin alach. He says, I was only talking about one side of the tree. Exactly. No, this was when Am Yisrael came in, an Emori guy asked the Jew, so how's the land working out? Yeah, because now that you kicked us out, and so what are you doing with it? So he says...
Even back then it was...
I mean, I guess this they gave him a chance to... They gave him a few chances to run away, to leave.
Why did the...
There's a bracha in the land.
The whole thing also about the Canaanim, when the Jews went, it was meant for them.
Yeah. Hala. Says Rashi. Rabotai, stay with me. Se'a kemach, hu avak dak hayotze min anapa. That's the thin, the thin flour that comes out of the sieve. V'achitin tchunin barechaim shel grisin v'enan tchunin dakim. The chita itself is not ground so finely. V'anapa motzi'a kemach v'koletet psolet u'machzir ma she'menapa l'erechaim. You take out what's in the sieve and you put it back to grind in the mill. Subin she'amachteshet motzi'a k'shelotetin chitin. When you wet them, l'solet kotshin otan b'machteshet. That's like the bran. Mursin hin subin she'yotzin b'achnona. That's the last bran, that's coarse. Kiboraya kemach she'eno yafe. It's like black flour. She'osin memenu pat kibor v'korin shandir. Russians actually have black bread. It's like not pumpernickel. It's like. So he says, "Ya'em eshabchitu ba be'arachon, yafe atem eshabchim ota, betza eniach li'aba be'eretz Yisrael." Amar le'ahu baremura'a, echad mibnei ha'emori, amar li'yudi, tchilat bi'ato la'aretz. So the Gemara is telling a story of when the Jews just entered Eretz Yisrael. Hachte'alta de'kayma agudad yardina, dekel ploni ha'omed an sfat ha'yarden, kama gadrit imuna. How much do you take off of this palm tree? Kama tmarim atem godrim emenu. Lekita tmarim kruya gdera bilshon mishnah veguzra bilshon arami. So, hala. Says the Gemara Vayter, Amar Rav Chasda, Mai dichtiv va'eten lecha eretz chemda nachala tzevi. Lama eretz Yisrael nimshela letzvi? Why is eretz Yisrael compared to a deer? Lomar lecha, mas tzevi ze en oro machzik besaro. If you look at a deer, its skin is very tight. Once you, what happens after you kill a deer and you skin it, what happens to the skin?
Shrinks.
Says so too, af eretz Yisrael ena machzik et perotea. So too, eretz Yisrael can't contain its fruit. It produces so much, it can't even hold it anymore. He says, davar acher, matzevi ze kal mikol hachayot, af eretz Yisrael kala mikol haaretzot levashel et peroteha. Just like the deer is the swiftest of all animals, so too, eretz Yisrael is the fastest to make its fruits. Everybody knows, by the way, even la'alacha, if you eat any mezonot products from eretz Yisrael, it's brought down in the Poskim today. Benjamin, you eat mezonot sometimes from Eretz Yisrael? pretzels, and you know,
still not part of Israel.
Huh? Oh, so no, even let's say you eat you know, Osim or Bagels or any of these companies from Israel. You know, when you eat produce, when you eat produce from Israel, whether it's wine, shivat aminim, mizonot, so you have to change the bracha a little bit. Ala aretz ve'al peri gafna, ala aretz ve'al peroteha, ala aretz ve'al michyata. But by mizonot you don't. Israeli wheat doesn't make it into Israeli products. You know that? Besides for matzah. Besides for matzah. Israeli meat, wheat they do use for matzah, but for everything else, it's so expensive and high quality, they export it to Europe. And they import cheaper wheat, and that's why on Israeli mizonot products, you only end off ala aretz ve'al michyata. You don't say michyata.
Have some problem in Israel also then, no?
No, but they make sure. All the Ashgachot make sure. Now, Vayter says the Gemara.
But why can't they use their own wheat? I don't understand.
Jews, money.
Isn't the Nesha the most common one?
That's birds. Now, if you were talking about Chaya. Says the Gemara. Matzvi ze kal mikol hachayot. That we did. Hey, wait a second. Maybe that's not such a good analogy, the tzvi. Because the tzvi is very fast, but what's with its meat? You ever see a deer? It's very fit. Huh? It's not fat. It's very very muscular and lean. It doesn't have a lot of meat. There's meat that comes from a tzvi. It's called venison, but it's not very tasty. It's not fatty. Talmud lomar zavat chala. Maybe Eretz Yisrael also, it's very quick to produce the fruit, but it's not good quality. Talmud lomar zavat chalav udvash. Shemenim mechalav umtukim midevash. They're fattier than milk and sweeter than honey, says Rashi. In oro machzikit besero, she'or kavitz, it shrinks. Ve'gomed la'acharef she'to, after you take it off. Ena machzikit perotea, ose perotea merubin. Ad in makom la'atzinan, until you can't keep it anymore. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Elazar, ki ava salik le'eretz Yisrael. When Rabbi Elazar first arrived at Eretz Yisrael, Amar paltili mechada. He says, I got saved from one curse. Ki samchuhu, when he was supported as he got there, Amar paltili metarte. I just got saved from a second curse. Ki otvu besoda ibur, Amar paltili mitlat. They put him down. They sat him by the soda ibur, which is the Sanhedrin that was me'aber chodashim meshanim. He says, I got saved from a third curse. What's he talking about? Shneimar, v'hayeta yadi el hanevi'im, hachuzim shav, besod ami lo yihyu. They won't be part of the secret. So he says, I was part of that. Ze sod ha'ibur. Uvichtav bet Yisrael lo yikatevu. They won't be written in Am Yisrael's writings. Ze smicha. Yeah, I'm sorry, samchu of here means smicha. He got smicha. He says, oh, Baruch Hashem, I was saved because I got smicha. Ve'el admat Yisrael lo yavou, kimashma'o. And they won't come to Eretz Yisrael. So he says, I was saved from these three curses when I came to Eretz Yisrael, got smicha, and sat as part of the bedin of the ibur. Says the Gemara.
What were the three curses, though?
Not coming to Eretz Yisrael, not being musmach, and not being part of Soda ibur. Rabbi Zera, ki ava salik le'eretz Yisrael. If you remember from yesterday's daf, Rabbi Zera very much wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael, and because of that, he had to avoid Rav Yehuda. So he made it. He got to Eretz Yisrael. Ki ava salik le'eretz Yisrael lo ashkach mavra lema'avar. So he says, he didn't find, he got to a river, and he couldn't find a ferry to take him across the river. Nakat v'matzra v'ka'avar. He held on to, there's like a, I don't know what you call it, but it's like a, huh? A hand, no, it's like a hand bridge, like a foot bridge. Like one of those, it's like shaky and there's ropes, and he held on to one of those and he crossed. Amar le'ahu tzedoki, ama peziza dekadmitu pumaychu le'odnaychu. He says, you're a very, very, what's the right word? I'm looking, huh?
It says impetuous.
Impetuous nation, which means you're just impulsive. You just do impulsive things. He says, what are you crossing like that for? It's dangerous. You're still impulsive. He says, I had to get in quickly. He says, this is a place that Moshe Aharon couldn't get into. He says, I had to take my chances because maybe I wouldn't be Zoche either. So he says, you know what? To get in, I'll take my chances. Vayter says, Rashi. Says Rashi HaKadosh, this is big stuff, Rabbi Yisrael. Paltili mechada, I was saved from one. Nitzalti me'achat me'en min haklalot ha'amurot b'mikra. Nakat b'mitzra, yesh makom she'en geshed, there's no bridge there, mashlichin etz al rochav ha'nahar. They put like a piece of wood, a plank across the river. Misafa l'safa. Ve'eno rachav lilech alav, ki im ochez b'yadav b'chevel ha'matuach lema'ala. You gotta hold a rope that's across it. He'menu kashur shne rashav v'shtei tedotav. אחת מכאן ואחת מכאן, בשתי עברי הנהר. עמה פזיזה, an impulsive nation, עם בהול, דקדמית ופומייכו להודנייכו, מתחילתכם, from your onset of this nation, הייתם בהולים שהקדמתם נעשה לי נשמע. Before you even heard, what did you say? We'll do it. ועודכם בבעלתכם, you're still impulsive, כבתחילה למהל לעשות דבר שלא בעיתו. Yeah, says Rashi. Says the Gemara, סליחה. רבי אבא מנשק כיפה דעכו, Rabbi Abba used to kiss the rocks of Akko. Akko was one of the northernmost cities of Eretz Yisrael. He used to go there and kiss the rocks.
From where?
From Akko.
Saying, where did he go to go to Akko?
No, he said when he was there, when they used to leave Eretz Yisrael, they used to kiss it. Rabbi Chanina metaken matkale. Rabbi Chanina used to straighten out any of the stumbling blocks, any of the pits or whatever of the city. He used to fix it. Says Rashi on the bottom, kipeh almogim, yeah, is almogim are corals. Lishna achrena kipeh da'akos la'im, rocks. Matkan matkale, meshaveh umtaken mikshole ha'ir. He used to straighten out and fix any, you know, stumbling blocks in the city. Mechamat chibata aretz shayata chaviva alav, umchazer shelo yetze shemra ala drachim. He didn't want people to say anything bad about the roads of Eretz Yisrael. What did he do? He used to, by the way, I'll tell you a story, very interesting. I don't want to say names, but there were some, when there was massive aliyot from Iraq, from Tunis, from Morocco, many times what the Tzionim used to do is they used to take even big, huge rabbanim that came from these countries, and they used to, you know, they used to give, huh? No, not, they used to put them in terrible jobs, sanitation, and, you know, street paving, gdolei olam. I don't want to say names. And it's interesting. What, yeah, in his biography, one of the Chachmei Bavel, they took one of the huge Chachmei Bavel, Rosh Hashivat Bet Zilka in Bavel. They made him solel kvishim. You know, they made him to pave the streets. And he used to go out to work every day. And they were so happy to work the ground of Eretz Yisrael. They used to go singing, dancing. And Chaim Ovadia passed by one day, and he saw the Rosh Hashiva from Bavel. He saw him paving the field. He says, what are you doing? He says, I don't know. This is what they told me I have to work. So this is the job they gave me. He said, they used to mamash be mashpil. They used to put down the Rabbanim Asfaradim Natshayach. Terrible, terrible. He took him out.
Why did they give him work? Wouldn't they like do whatever?
They just made Aliyah. They gave him work. I guess to pay, but I mean, this is part of the Aliyah process that they gave him a job. So Chaim Ovadia grabbed him, he says, this is your last day working here. He took him with him to the Bedin HaGadol. He introduced him to the Rabbanim. He says, your new job is now to be on the Bedin. He says, no, I'm perfectly fine working, you know, doing. He says, no more. He says, you can't do that anymore. That's what they used to do to them. And they were happy to do it. Sanitation, pick up the garbage. How many Gdolei Olam that they were happy to clean the streets of Yerushalayim, to clean the streets of Eretz Yisrael. Big stuff, you see? Now, weiter. But they did it on purpose. Kedei leashpil otam. They tried to, you know... Huh?
Just shows what kind of love that they have. They said, even though you think you mashpil otam, but...
By Chachmei Sfaradim especially. Everybody, but the chibah, the ahavat Eretz Yisrael that they had, you could tell them to you know, clean bathrooms in Eretz Yisrael, chutz me'akavod, and they would be thrilled. Eretz Yisrael, are you kidding? Now, weiter, talking about bathrooms, this was very scary. One time I was, I went to the Kever of Rabbi Meir Ba'al HaNes. So we drove from Yerushalayim, and we didn't stop along the way even once. So it's a very long drive. So when we got there, before we went in, I went to use the restroom. Huh?
3 hours.
It's about 3 hours or so, yeah. So we went, and I walked into the bathroom, and I see a scorpion.
Oh,
in the bathroom. I'm like, this is probably not a good idea. I could have killed it, but it's probably, I don't know if you miss, you know, I just left. It was, you know, that was a scary thing. I just went to another one. But are they all poisonous, or depends on the color? I don't know. Yeah, I didn't want to mess with it. I don't know. Huh? You can kill him, no? Yeah, weiter. The head in Uzbekistan?
Yeah, Arizona.
Yeah? Arizona? Bemet? Dangerous.
Yeah.
Bemet?
Whoa.
Anyway. No, that's mamash. That's besakana. Florida has a lot of snakes, but most of them are not poisonous. No, they're the garden snakes. Lizards? Yeah. Yeah, but lizards aren't dangerous.
Yeah.
Tail?
The tail, the head, you know, you still move it.
Yeah, that's pretty nasty. Anyway, Bekitzur. So, Vayter. Says Rashi, says the Gemara Vayter. Rabbi Amev, Rabbi Ase, Kaime, Kaimu Mishimsha Letula, or Mitula Leshimsha. When they were learning, outside in the open. So they went when it was early in the morning, so they were out in the open. Then when towards noon, when the sun was very strong, they used to go to the shade. And then when it got a little cold in the shade, they went to the sun. Why? Because they didn't want to be uncomfortable when they were learning, chas v'shalom, to not say anything bad about the weather of Eretz Yisrael. He says, Rabbi Chiya Bar Gamda, migandar ba'afara, Rabbi Chiya Bar Gamda used to roll in the dust of Eretz Yisrael, sh'ne'emar. Why do all these Amoraim do all of these things? To show, love Eretz Yisrael, ki ratzu avadecha et avaneha, ve'et afara yechonenu. They will love and show affection to Eretz Yisrael.
Is it says, time to say things about Eretz Yisrael now?
Eretz Yisrael asur. Memshelet Yisrael is a different story.
No, I'm saying like,
not
Yisrael. Huh?
You have issues over there. You have weather issues now. Can you say it's problem to say that also?
Leave it alone. Huh? Okay, very hot is out. Okay, fine. But they didn't want to complain about it. They didn't want to... It's also midat chasidut. Yeah? So now, says Rashi on the top, קיימה משימשה לתולה, כשהשמש הגיע למקום שאין יושבים וגורסין, וחמה מקדרת עליהם, the sun beat down on their heads, עומדים משם לשב בצל. ובימי הצינה, עומדים מן הצל ויושבים וחמה. When it was colder, they used to go out and sit under the sun. I remember also when you pray by the Kotel, I never liked praying inside by the Kotel, by the caves, because it's too stuffy for me. I always liked praying outside, even in the winter, when it's freezing, sometimes in Shalim, but I always liked to stay outside, unless it was like raining or snowing, whatever, so over there. But everybody has their preference. Anyway, so he says, כדי שלא יוכלו להתרעם על ישיבת ארץ ישראל, so they don't feel bad about living in ארץ ישראל. כי רצו עבדיך את אבניה ואת עפרה יכוננו. טוב, so let's go back and see Tosfos over here on the Amud Aleph. מנשה כיפה דעכו, what does it mean he kissed the rocks? משמע, דמארץ ישראל הוא. We see from here that Akko was part of Eretz Yisrael. V'chen b'shile misha achazo, we see in Gittin also. V'tema, v'perakama de Gittin, t'nan Akko k'Eretz Yisrael Gittin. We see that Akko is like Eretz Yisrael, mashma da'ave mechutz la'aretz. V'mfaresh b'Yerushalmi, chetzea b'Eretz Yisrael v'chetzea b'chutz la'aretz. Akko is an interesting city. Half of the city is in Eretz Yisrael. Half of it is in chutz la'aretz.
Say modern day Akko right now?
Not really.
It's not that far north, is it? Because they say things in Lebanon is part of Eretz Yisrael.
Yeah, but so this is, yeah, this is not none of the not, but many of the cities that we call
Akko is an old town. Even before it was a state, it was
okay.
Port of Akko was
Nachon. Namal Akko. Yeah, Vayter says next day is Rabbi Chanina Ava Matkal Matkale Perush Shokel Avanim Umotzan Kalot. Another pshat Tosfot says he used to weigh the stones and find them to be light. Amar Adain Lo Nichnasti LeEretz Yisrael Kevan Sheshkalan Umotzan Kvedot. Amar Kvar Nichnasti LeEretz Yisrael. Used to weigh rocks. He said, too light. I'm not in Israel yet. He says, then when the rocks started getting heavy and strong, he says, now I'm here. Why? Because what does the Torah say? Eretz asher avaneha barzel. Which means, he says, now I'm here. וכן מפרש בתנחום הפרק שלח לך. כשעלה רבי חנינה הגדול מבבל, ביקש לידה אם נכנס לארץ. There's no border control. So how did they know if they entered Eretz Yisrael? This was the test. והיה שוקל אבנים כל זמן שהיו קלות, אמר עדיין לא נכנסתי לארץ ישראל. כיוון שמצען כבדות, אמר אין לנו אלא אבני ארץ ישראל. This is it. והיה מנשקן, וקרא עליהם את הפסוק הזה, כי רצו עבדיך את אבניה. That's the minhag. Sometimes when people come to Eretz Yisrael for the first time, or they make aliyah, they get off the plane, they kiss the ground. Now, that's the minhag is from here, because even admat Eretz Yisrael is kadosh. Now he says, hala. Can you imagine Moshe Rabbeinu? How much he begged Kadosh Baruch Hu to let him in. He begged him 515 tefillot. Kadosh Baruch Hu had to stop him. And then people don't appreciate Eretz Yisrael. Yeah? Hala. Says the Gemara, this is the last Gemara we'll see for now. And then we'll leave off the last piece for tomorrow. Yeah? Let's see Rashi. Now says the Gemara, slicha. Amar Rabbi Zira. Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah Barabba. Dor Sheben David Ba, Kategoria B'Talmidei Chachamim. The generation when Mashiach comes, there's going to be a lot of people who persecute and criticize Talmidei Chachamim. Ki amrita kamed Shmuel amar tzeruf achar tzeruf. When I said this thing in front of Shmuel, he says there's going to be gzerot on top of gzerot on Talmidei Chachamim. Shnei Amar, there's a pasuk ve'od ba'asiriya V'shava v'ayta leva'er. What does that mean? Taneh Rav Yosef bezuzeh u'bzuzeh devzuzeh. Which means, sholelim achar sholelim. Which means, plunderers. Plunderers are people who come and, you know, loot out a city after looting. Which means that's what's going to be left. Says Rashi, what does all this mean? Kategoria. Harbe mastinim umlamdim chova yamdu alehim. Tziruf achar tziruf. Gzerot al gzerot. That's a sign of Mashiach. When you see a lot of Talmid Chachamim being spoken about and whatever, that's a sign of Mashiach. Ve'od, huh? Yeah, vaday. Ve'od bas, you have your suit?
What
happens
if you don't fit in it?
So fit in it. No, you need a new suit.
Why do I have to
give a new suit? You say Shechianu anyway. You say Shechianu is one of the six brachot. Anyway. Sure. I don't know tomorrow, but we'll do it one of them. Huh? No, it's not a halacha. Lichvot Mashiach. You don't want to buy a new suit? You're meeting Melech HaMashiach. Huh? Whatever. Yeah. Yeah. No. Maybe give him one. Yeah. I'm not sure, but yeah. Aval no vaday. Merabi always used to say the Chavetz Chaim had the Chavetz. No vaday. Check for Shatnez. Yeah. Okay.
He said a story once. I
told
a story.
Okay, anyway, but the Chavetz Chaim had a new suit. The Chavetz Chaim had a suit he didn't wear his entire life. He had a brand new suit, Lichvod Mashiach. And he had, huh? I don't know. But he had a suit and a suitcase. He was ready to go. Yeah. Why not? Chaved oto? Yeah. Shows you're waiting for him. Vaiter, I have a suit. Ready to go. No, but it's got to be like... Hala. Chashuv. Suitcase. You ready to go? There's a pasuk in the Navi. Pit'om yavo ha'adon asher atem mevakshim. He's going to come. Pit'om. Yeah, instantly. And people are going to be shocked. They don't know what to do. Prepare yourself. He's going to come and you have to be ready to go. Yeah, because people are not... Who knows what's going to happen? Yeah. Vaiter. Says Rashi, Tziruf achar tziruf, gzerot al gzerot. Ve'od ba'asiriya, keshetish'a chalakim yu avodim, ve'lo noter ki'im ha'asirit, when 9/10 of... are going to be already lost, and you're only going to be left with a tenth. Afhita shuv ve'ayta leva'ir. That's also going to be destroyed. Which means in the door of Mashiach, is going to be tzarot and tzarot bar minan bezuze ubzuze bezuze sholelim achar sholelim. Says Taisus on the top. Dor sheben David ba aide de aire bebirkat haolam haba dainu leyom to Mashiach nakat lana me'ach. We spoke about all of the shvachim of Eretz Yisrael haolam haba. So we're speaking also about the door of Mashiach. Bezat Hashem will finish the last piece tomorrow. So let's start a little bit of nedarim. Sha'atova mutzlachat b'simana tava. Amen.